Mukhan? Ready? Alrighty, so last week we started a little bit about bitachon, which is trust in Hashem, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point of bitachon and why it's something that's worth working for is the menuchas hanefesh, the lightness and the relaxed mode, the state of mind that you could be. The Shaar Bitachon right in the beginning writes, comparatively to an eved, right, to a slave, who knows that he has a job to do. He's got to take care of the house, he's got to take care of the animals, whatever his job is, and he knows as long as I do my job, my master is going to provide me with food, going to provide me with shelter, going to provide me with everything that I need. So he has this menuchas hanefesh, this ability to not worry and just live a life peacefully, blissfully, enjoyably, because he knows I don't have to worry about anything. Same thing with our bitachon, our trust in God, our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we know that no matter what sorrow we have, no matter what, you know, challenge we're going through, or anything that you may specifically want, right? You want something. You're trying to get, let's say, out of a ticket, or you're trying to get a raise. You don't have to sit there worried about what should I say to the police officer to get out, you know, to get free from the ticket. You don't have to worry about what you have to tell your boss to convince him to give you the raise, because you know that all I have to do is rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's really the one who's in control of everything, right? If you believe that, you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you and taking care of you, and he's the one who decides if you get that raise or not. Imagine being able to sit there, going into the meeting or going into the court, knowing I've got nothing to worry about. The judge sitting there, or the cop sitting there, or your boss sitting there. It's just a stick in Hashem's hand. And I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not talking to the stick. Now, a lot of people think that bitachon, they go into the life, is kind of like a hippie lifestyle, right? It's a little bit, you know, puff, puff, pass, and you don't have to worry about anything. And just relax, I don't got a problem. I don't gotta chill. I just, do nothing. Well, bitachon is really something that you have to feel in your heart. It's something that you have to believe full-heartedly. And if you don't pay attention to the tzara or whatever it is that you're having bitachon about, if you're not paying attention to what you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of for you, right? There's a pasuk that says, "Shvaich yahavcha al Hashem behu yichak alecha," which means, throw your burden on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and let him take care of it. If you're going to throw your burden, whatever it is that you want, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you actually have to realize that you have a problem, that you have something that you need. And with that, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you just live a life of, you know, I'm not worrying about a thing and that's my bitachon, then if you're not worrying about anything, then you're not putting your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in anything, because I'm not worrying about anything. So bitachon is something that you have to actually take notice and realize that I have something that I would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of me. It is a problem, and I'm throwing it on you, Hashem. Please take care of it for me. You're kind of putting Hashem in a you're kind of like pushing his hand. He wants us to do this. He wants us to get closer to him, and he wants us to rely on him. You're kind of, in a way, pushing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand and saying, I've got nowhere else to turn. Please take care of it for me. And if you are in a situation where you kind of find it difficult to throw your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You can't imagine how you're going to get out of this situation or how you're going to get this item in the current state that you are. That's where hashtablus comes in a little bit. You may have to do a little bit of hashtablus. And hashtablus is really something to think about. Hashtablus is like the actions that you have to do in order to reach your goals that you would like, working, etc., etc. But why do we have hashtablus? And we'll end with this. Hashtablus is a couple of reasons why God and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to actually have to work for things. One of the most basic reasons is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that if we don't have to do our hashtablus, we don't have to put in our effort, then we're gonna have a lot of time on our hands. And when you have a lot of time on your hands, you end up doing bad things. Secondly, we all have our zechusim, right? Our merits that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes account, and with them, we deserve different things in our life. And if we don't do hashtablus and we try to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're using your zechusim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be able to keep your zechusim, your merits for Olam Haba. And last but not least, Heshtablis really comes from a few parshas ago, from Bereshit, when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. The curse that God gave all mankind is, I believe the Lashon is something like, that with the sweat of your brow, you're going to have to work and you're going to have to get, you know, your produce and everything you want. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that was the curse that He gave us. But even within the curse is a big gift. Because if you ask anyone, if someone gave you $1 million versus if you worked for $1 million, which one feels better? If you work for it, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even within the curse that He gave us, that we have to work and toil for our goals and for our the stuff that we want, even inside of it, the Chesed Hashem, Hashem's kindness, tells us that I want you to enjoy what you have to the best of your ability. Work for it a little bit and you'll enjoy it. Next week, we're going to start going through the Chovos Levavos. He brings the story of an alchemist, of a person who is able to mix rat tails and iron and whatever it is and create money. And he's going to tell us 10 different ways that this person, this alchemist who could just create money out of nothing, and you would think he has a stress-free, worry-free life, someone who has betachon, someone who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has 10 advantages over this person. So stay tuned.